following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Without freedom of the press, no democratic form of government could exist.
We switch you now to London.
I'm standing on a rooftop looking out over London.
Good night and good luck.
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York.
NBC presents Chet Huntley and David Brinkley.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight with Peter Jennings in London, Max Robinson in Chicago, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Good evening.
This historic legislation, the telecommunications law, will create many, many high-wage jobs, will create opportunity and better lives for all Americans.
When the press is free, the people of a country are free. When the press is not free, the people of a country are in danger of slavery.
Keeping you informed with information, news, and the views of people making the news. It's the Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Trump is clearly in violation of all sorts of laws. So here's a musical explanation of one particular clause. The Constitution lays out in a manner far from tentative that federal office holders must observe a strict preventative against receiving money from a foreign representative. They even put it in two sections to be argumentative. The founding fathers meant to guard against the rare atrocity of leaders being influenced by foreign generosity. And though this used to be a crime of common curiosity, it's in the news because of Trump's preposterous pomposity. For violations of the Constitution, showing gall immense, and hence I have composed this explanation of emoluments. This clause was meant to help prevent improper favor currying by foreign powers, hoping gifts would send their leaders flurrying. Apparently, it worked so well for years with no one worrying that now to learn about emoluments, we all are scurrying. A leader once elected should divest his business speedily, but Trump kept all his interests illegally and greedily, kowtowing to the Saudis and the Russians rather needily. And looking like he sold his soul to autocrats completely. But now the lawsuits can't proceed, so they've begun subpoenaing. And Trump's taking to Twitter with more whining and hyena-ing. This proving that he's probably as guilty as now all you sense in violating laws against receiving these emoluments. I've tried to liven up a topic that could not seem duller, but it's bound to get more interesting once we've heard from Mueller.
Ah, yes, the very talented and funny Lauren Meyer from Lauren Meyer's Comedy Stylings. You can find her on YouTube. And because that that one, there were so many words there, and unless you were watching on YouTube with the words to follow along, I'm sure you missed a lot. So I will post that video on my blog at NicoleSandler.com today, along with today's podcast of the show, so you can watch it and get all the comedy jewels in there. Welcome to the show. Welcome to a new week. I'm Nicole Sandler, and stuff is the happening. You know, it was Friday afternoon after we got off the air that the sentencing memos from Mueller's office and the Southern District of New York came down, and things not looking too good for old Donald. No, and that's good. We had the weekend to deal with it, so there's not a whole lot of news there. But today, there was a wonderful moment that I know a lot of people saw because the comments on the interwebs were just classic and priceless. Chuck and Nancy made a return trip to the Oval Office today, yes, to talk with Donald about coming to some agreement on end-of-the-year funding so that there's no government shutdown. But Donald Trump, being the moron that he is, didn't seem to understand the things that Nancy Pelosi was telling him. She was mansplaining. Yes, she was. Now, I could play the whole thing for you. It would be almost as entertaining as that song was. But I won't do that to you because you can always go and watch it yourself. In fact, maybe I'll post that video on my blog as well, so it's all there in one spot. But I did pull a couple of clips for you because there was so much priceless comedy ensconced in that visit to the Oval Office by Chuck and Nancy. There's one part, again, the whole thing was too long. I got the last couple of minutes for you. But before that, there was a moment when actually Chuck Schumer, not a big fan of Chucky Schmucky here, but Chuck Schumer got Trump to say that if he winds up shutting down the government because Congress won't fund his asinine wall, that he will own it, that he won't blame them. Here's when that happened.
None of us have
you
said
You want to know something?
You've said
okay,
it.
Okay, you want to put that
you've
on my...
You've said it.
I'll take it.
Okay, good.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut
He's
down
proud.
The government for border security, Chuck.
Proud
because the people
down.
Of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work. I will take the mantle
Good.
Of shutting down.
That is
and I'm going to shut it down for border security.
But we
security.
Believe you shouldn't
okay.
shut it down.
So there's Chuck Schumer said, we believe you shouldn't shut it down. But Chunk Jump Dump said he'll own it. He'll take it and he'll own it. So that went back and forth for a while. Nancy Pelosi was trying to explain about that he doesn't know what he's talking about. In fact, after the Oval Office meeting, she spoke to the press, and I didn't pull the clip, but she said something to the effect of, "I wasn't about to tell him he didn't know what he was talking about in person," or something like that. Yeah, you should have. But I got to say, Nancy Pelosi was impressive. She was very impressive. She fought back. She stood up to him in the Oval Office, and you can hear a little bit of it in the last couple of minutes of that the press was allowed in the meeting. By the way, there was not supposed to be any press in that meeting. It was supposed to be a real meeting for negotiation, and I guess Chuck and Nancy were surprised that Dump let the media in there for over 10 minutes. So, again, I'm not going to play the whole thing for you, but here's how it ended.
When you have walls, Chuck, it's effective. When you don't have walls, it is not effective.
Yeah.
Let's call a halt to this.
Let's call
We've
a halt
come
to this,
here,
Nancy. This Nancy.
First branch of government. Article 1, the legislative branch. We're coming in
this
good
is Nancy
faith playing. To negotiate with you about how we can keep the government
open.
We're going to keep it open
American,
if we have border security. If we don't have border security, Chuck, we're not going to keep it open.
I'm
Let
me with you. We are going to have border
and
security.
And it's the same border. Okay. You're bragging about what has been done.
By
we
us.
Want to do the same thing we did last year, this year. That's our proposal. If it's good then, it's good now, and it won't shut down the government.
Chuck, we can build a
but
much bigger
let's,
section
let's
with
debate,
more money.
Let's debate in
okay.
private.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah, let's
place.
Debate in private.
Okay, it is devoid, frankly, of fact, and we can...
We need border that. Security, and I think we all agree that we need border security.
Yes,
is that
we
right?
do.
Good.
We do.
See? We get along.
Oh, God.
Thank you, everybody.
So this is where he says thank you, and the press starts to leave, but reporter asked a question.
You need the wall. The wall is a part of border security.
What it means to have border security.
Yeah. Yes. We need border security. The wall is a part of border security. You can't have very good border security without the wall. No.
That's absolutely not true. That is a political promise. Border security is a way to effectively honor our responsibility.
And the experts say you can do border security without a wall, which is wasteful and doesn't solve the problem.
It totally solves
but
the problem.
I don't want to take this.
And it's very important.
This has spiraled down.
Oh, my God.
When we came at a place to say, how do we meet the needs of American people who have needs? The economy has, people are losing their jobs. The market's in a mood.
Our the market's in a mood.
Well, we have the lowest unemployment that we've had in 50 years.
60 people of the Republican Party are losing their offices now because of the transition. There, people are not, the morale
And we've gained
is
in the Senate. Nancy,
the
we've gained in the Senate. Excuse me, did we win the Senate? We won the Senate.
When the president brags that he won North Dakota and Indiana, he's in real trouble.
When
I did.
I did.
We did win.
We did win
North Dakota.
North Dakota and Indiana.
We came in here in good faith, and we are entering into a discussion in the public view.
But it's not bad, Nancy.
No.
It's called transparency.
Oh, God.
It's not transparency when we're not stipulating to a set of facts, and when we want to have a debate with you about saying we confront some of those facts.
You know what? We need border security. That's what we're going to be talking about, border security. If we don't have border security, we'll shut down the government.
And it went on from then, and it ended moments after that. But it was ugly, and Donald Trump came out smelling like a big old turd. You know, just what he is. A dump. There you go. All right. It's Tuesday. Gotta Laugh is here. I know she, Twitter was berserk over this meeting. So I'm sure Laffy's got a bunch of tweets from today as well as yesterday. So we'll take a quick break. We'll listen to what's news. Oh, I do have a couple of things to add to what's news today. These stories happened after, I finished recording what's news this morning. The 21-year-old neo-Nazi who was convicted of first-degree murder for the killing of Heather Heyer last year at Charlottesville's so-called Unite the Right rally was sentenced today to life in prison. Actually, the jury recommended life in prison plus 419 years. Good. And the other story that I have is Chuck and Nancy were at the White House today to meet with Dump to negotiate a funding deal to avoid a year-end government shutdown. I guess I wrote this to lead into those clips I just played. Anyway, you just heard them. So now with no further ado, we will get to what's news and come back on the other side with Gotta Laugh on the Nicole Sandler Show at NicoleSandler.com, the Progressive Voices Network, Netroots Radio, FYI for your FYI radio, FYINation.com is what it's called, and perhaps another internet station near you.
I read the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Time Magazine's Person of the Year title is given to individuals or groups considered to have had the biggest impact over the year, though not necessarily in positive ways. Yes, Hitler and Stalin were picked in the late 1930s. Times editor-in-chief Edward Felsenthal made the announcement of the 2018 Person of the Year on the Today Show Tuesday morning. In third place was Robert Mueller. Donald Trump was number two.
This year, it's not a person. It's a group of people that you're calling the guardian.
As we looked at the choices, it became clear that the manipulation and abuse of truth is really the common thread in so many of this year's major stories, from Russia to Riyadh to Silicon Valley. And so we chose to highlight four individuals and one group who have taken great risks in pursuit of greater truth, starting with Jamal Khashoggi.
Jamal Khashoggi, yeah. Why did you select him?
This is the first time we've ever chosen someone no longer alive mm-hmm. as Person of the Year, but it's also very rare that a person's influence grows so immensely in death. And his murder has prompted a global reassessment of the Saudi crown prince and a really long overdue look at the devastating war in Yemen.
There were also other journalists on your covers. Tell us about them.
The Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland. Five journalists killed in June. A gunman apparently aggrieved by the coverage. And the Gazette, one of the oldest papers in America, did what it's done since before the revolution and got a paper out the next day and continues to do so with courage.
A couple of other covers may have people Googling saying, I wonder who these two people are. Tell us about your...
Maria Ressa is really an extraordinary individual who has relentlessly pursued the current story in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Of course, the rise of autocrats around the world, one of the major themes of the year. And she has exposed Duterte's a propaganda machine, the extrajudicial killings, and she's been a legal target in the Philippines, currently under indictment in what many perceive as retribution mm-hmm. for her reporting.
And a similar story, two Reuters reporters in Myanmar who are currently in prison.
Two amazing reporters, Awa Lone and Cha So-u, who exposed a mass killing of 10 Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar and are in prison actually a year to the day tomorrow as a result of their reporting.
The United States Supreme Court on Monday declined to review lower court decisions that blocked two states' efforts to disqualify Planned Parenthood clinics from public Medicaid funds.
The Supreme Court effectively handing Planned Parenthood a victory in this case, really keeping in place two lower courts' opinions, saying that states cannot terminate Medicaid funding for any Planned Parenthood affiliates that provide preventative care for low-income women. So definitely a win for Planned Parenthood, you know, but this wasn't your typical opinion. This was the Supreme Court saying that they are not going to be taking up this case, instead leaving in place the two lower court opinions that said that states violate federal law when they do terminate this Medicaid funding. Justices John Roberts and new Justice Brett Kavanaugh sided with the liberals in this case, deciding not to take up this case. And the three conservative justices, the solidly conservative justices of Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito, as well as Neil Gorsuch, they all issued a dissent here saying that the Supreme Court should have taken up this case. Justice Clarence Thomas issued somewhat of a stinging dissent, saying the only reason the Supreme Court decided not to take up this case was because it involved the phrase or the words of the organization Planned Parenthood.
A bipartisan group of 44 former senators released a forceful editorial urging current members of the chamber to protect the rule of law and be steadfast guardians of our democracy. Former senators Democrat Chris Dodd and Republican Chuck Hagel organized the effort to get those 44 former senators to sign the letter. Unfortunately, current Republican senators seem disinclined to do anything when it comes to Trump oversight, as Senator Orrin Hatch proved when he spoke with CNN.
Well, I think the Democrats will do anything to hurt this president, anything. And what happened before he was elected president, you know, is one thing. But since he's been elected, the economy's done well, our country's moving ahead. We're in better shape than we were before he became president. And I think we ought to judge him on that basis.
But this is not the Democrats. This is the Southern District of New York, the U.S. attorney. I mean, that's what's making this allegation.
Do you think he's a Republican, do you?
Well, he's been appointed by his president.
Okay, but I don't care. All I can say is he's doing
he doesn't care. The administration is expected today to unveil a plan that would weaken federal clean water rules designed to protect millions of acres of wetlands and thousands of miles of streams nationwide from pesticide runoff and other pollutants. That, as the world's largest climate change conference, the UN's COP24, is happening in Poland. The aim of the gathering is to meet an end-of-the-year deadline for agreeing on a rule book on how to enforce action to limit further warming of the planet. The United States, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and Kuwait were against welcoming the findings of the report, and reference to the IPCC report was removed. Trump's top White House advisor on energy and climate was protested and mocked as he embraced coal and other dirty fuels at the event otherwise dedicated to saving the world from the catastrophic effects of climate change. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.
This is a huge, huge issue.
And we're talking about it. The Nicole Sandler Show on Progressive Voices and NicoleSandler.com. And now, it's time for the Nicole Sandler Show segment, Shooting the Shit with Laffy.
Ah, that means it's Tuesday. Yes, every Tuesday we get together with our pal Gotta Laugh, and we, you know, we discuss the news of the day. But first, we got to get her on the line. Hello?
Why, yes, you've reached the Trump sinking ship hotline.
Ah, okay.
Yes. By the way, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you fine. It sounds good.
Okay, goody. Press 1 if you think Trump is the guy on the Titanic dressed like a woman to get into the lifeboat.
Absolutely.
Press 2 if you think Mueller is the iceberg.
Ooh, yeah.
Press 3 if you think Mike Pence is the guy who compliments Trump's dress. Have a nice day.
Hey, did you see the picture of him from today's, you know,
yes,
meeting with Chuck
yes.
and Ann? He looked like he was sleeping.
He was comatose.
Yes.
All his job is to kiss ass and wait until he can slide into the Oval Office.
Yeah, although more and more I'm hearing talk that Pence is not long for the world. I mean, John Nichols actually was on with me one day last week, and he even said it. So,
Marcy Wheeler is still saying absolutely not. He will not be indicted.
Huh. Interesting.
So politically, maybe something will happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that would, you know, how that will affect him taking over. But Marcy has written a post about it. She keeps posting it over and over again because people keep thinking he will get indicted.
Well, not for these same things that those in Trump's orbit are. But I'm trying to remember what the thing was about Pence, and it was that he was complicit in something, and I'm totally drawing a blank.
Okay, well, whatever it is, she is convinced he's sticking around.
Hmm.
And she's in the minority, and she gets hell for it all the time. But I really trust her judgment, and I trust what she says.
Yep.
But we'll see. We'll see. To me, the fact that he got letters from the Democrats explaining about Mike Flynn and he ignored them and then claimed he didn't know a thing. Right there, that shows some kind of complicity. So, you know, or at least negligence of some kind. I don't know. I think what she's saying is it's just not prosecutable.
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we will.
There's also the rumor that Trump is going to replace him on the ticket, the 2020 ticket. And the rumor is with Nikki Haley.
Yeah, I've heard that, too. About a month ago, he said right out there at the press spray by the helicopter, or I think that's where it was, he called over to Pence and said, are you Mike going to be my running mate? Yeah, yes, he's going to be my running mate.
That doesn't mean anything when it comes to Trump.
Of course it doesn't. But he's on the record saying. You know, it would be a big deal if he had Haley step in at that point.
Yes, it would. Yeah,
so, we'll see. So many tweets. You want to go for it?
Okay. The birds are struggling to get out. So let's let loose the birds.
Welcome to my tweet.
Smock them if you got them.
That was Jake Tapper. Yes, you like
it? Oh, was it?
That was Jake Tapper. That's how he started his show yesterday.
Smock them if you got them.
Oh, God. I can't begin to tell you the number of smock jokes. Some troll got me because, Pence casts tie-breaking vote to confirm controversial Trump judicial nominee.
Okay, what else is new? Did Jeff Flake vote on it?
I don't know. All I got was that news alert from The Hill. Mm. It says it was 50-50 after Flake joined with all the Dem. Wait, it keeps jumping. No, I lost that. Where is that? Oh, here it is.
Flake joined with the Democrats?
Democrats, yeah. I keep getting pop-ups and videos, so excuse me. Joined with all Democrats in opposing the nomination.
Okay, good.
All right, so that's good that he did that. All right. So today was interesting.
So
I was telling you that a troll got me because I said, I wonder if Trump thinks that if Trump tells Melania that she's smocking hot or something like that. And some troll said, well, she looks better than you. And I said, well, yeah, that's why I didn't do any nude photo shoots. So.
Like malaria did.
What?
Like malaria did.
Yeah, like malaria did. That was exactly why I said that. So The Hill tweeted, Ocasio-Cortez, this is from today, before all this news stuff broke about, you know, with the
before the lunch.
The little meeting, the little tete-a-tete. Ocasio-Cortez, Paul Ryan got called a genius when he was elected at 28. I get accused of being called a fraud, Oy. And I said, gee, I can't imagine what the difference there would be. I just don't know. I mean, looking at her.
I don't know.
Can't imagine.
Yeah.
Anyway, Chris in Paris is responding to a Politics Insider tweet. It says, Kellyanne Conway slams Ocasio-Cortez, says, quote, she doesn't seem to know much about anything. And Chris in Paris says, guess who's afraid of Ocasio 2018? That's her handle.
Yes.
The GOP sure does spend a lot of time worrying about her. And for good reason, she calls them out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she lets us in. I don't know if you saw her tweets the other day, letting us into what it's like being new to the Congress.
And calling out the lobbyists who were sponsors of the freshman orientation that the new members were told was bipartisan. And she called them out. No, it isn't.
Yeah.
And we're going to call out whenever we see these lobbyists in places they shouldn't be.
Right. So she immediately is letting us peer into her world and not letting them skate. So that's fantastic. I hope she keeps it up, and I hope that Congress doesn't turn her into a Congrabot or whatever you want to call Congress corporate something. I don't think she will, but, you know, there's a chance that she'll get caught up in that world and we'll see a change. I don't want that to happen.
No.
So Merriam-Webster.
The dictionary's at it again, eh?
Yeah, best troll on Twitter. Today's word of the day is immure, to enclose within walls.
Okay.
The walls are closing in. So
that's good.
Them.
I wonder who runs their Twitter account.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nothing is ever said about that person. It's just, you know, The dictionary's tweeting again.
Yeah, it's just a dictionary. It's a book tweeting.
Yes. Yeah.
Everybody knows that. There's no person there. John Ralston, editor of the Nevada Independent.
Right.
He said, Nevada GOP chair says 2018, in which GOP lost U.S. Senate seat, lost governor for the first time in 20 years, lost 5 of 6 statewide offices, lost 2 contested congressional races, and lost seats in both legislative houses, quote, built a strong foundation to put us in a position to win in 2020 and beyond.
Who said that?
John Ralston.
Oh, gone. Oh, he was quoting somebody, right?
Yeah. It was the Republican chair Michael McDonald.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And then he shows a screen grab of, excuse me, of it looks like an email or a press release or something. It ends with Merry Christmas. But I mean, come on. That was awesome. Mm-hmm. So Aaron Blake, who is with the Washington Post, yes. He tweeted, I've got a two-parter, so I'm going to have to back up. So here, he tweeted, February 2018, Trump threatens shutdown. July 2018, Trump threatens shutdown. September 2018, Trump threatens shutdown. Hmm. And he has links to all these. November 2018, Trump threatens shutdown.
I'm starting to sense a pattern here.
Trump threatened shutdown. And then LOL GOP says, Trump is not going to choose a shutdown over golfing and collecting bribes in Florida over Christmas. Give him nothing.
There you go.
That's right. We should give him nothing.
Give him nothing. And be happy
about
it.
And Nancy said that today.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
I said, and be happy about it.
And be yes. And be strong about it. Yeah. That would be nice.
Yes.
Manu Raju of CNN said, quote, it's called funding the government, Mr. President, Schumer says tersely to Trump when he talks about funding the wall. It's true. It's funding the government, Mr. President, not
the wall.
Funding the wall.
Yeah.
Right. Leave it alone. I have a whole bunch of these from today. Jake Sherman of
Vanity.
Politico.
Oh, Politico, right.
He said, the president has just robbed Republicans of the ability to say Democrats are shutting down the government. Mm-hmm. This is going to be quite the month. And I said, oh, they'll find a way.
Of course they will, because they just make shit up as they go along. But we have audio proof of it. I pulled that clip specifically so I could go back to it when Trump blames the Democrats for the shutdown.
Good, good. Play it often.
Mm-hmm.
Laura Rosen, she does a lot of Middle East reporting, foreign policy reporting.
Right.
She said, Pence looks like he is willing himself to disappear. And then Dan Davis, one of my followers, he's just one of my followers. I don't see any link anywhere. He says, I'm sure Mueller can arrange it.
Oh, God.
make him disappear,
I bet
please.
He can. Yes, he can.
Yeah. So let's see. Oh. Sean Duty, best name ever.
Yes.
From C-SPAN.
Is it? How does he spell Duty?
Exactly the right way, like Howdy Duty.
D-O-O-D-Y. Now, if that was your name, you just, wouldn't you change it?
Oh, I would have so much fun with it. I'm not sure I would.
Although I knew a Joanne Duty. I replaced Joanne Duty as a program director of a cool station up in Massachusetts once. And she was on the radio with the name Joanne Duty.
It's fun. Duty.
Not really.
You can say it and you're okay. Duty. He said, POTUS said, I am proud to shut down the government for border security. So that must, Chuck, he's talking to, so that must be your quote that you want to keep on tape? Is that what you're talking about? I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck. There are so many quotes you could use. I would say make a list. Andrew Feinberg, he just says, breakfast media White House correspondent.
Okay.
He said, Pelosi notes there isn't a majority in either chamber, GOP included, for the wall. Trump keeps blaming the need for Democrats to vote for cloture. Trump says, Nancy, I do have the vote. Says, 10 terrorists caught at the border. Evidence? Not so much.
Uh-huh. No, that was a great part. I could have played the whole thing because it was almost like a jaw-dropping 10 minutes. Like, you can't believe he's saying these things, and that he's the president of the United States. It's just inconceivable.
What else was inconceivable? That they actually bested him. That to me was more inconceivable, that Nancy Pelosi and at times Chuck Schumer, who I thought looked like a henpecked husband, but he did throw in a couple of good ones.
Mm-hmm.
What struck me was, yes, Trump being Trump, he's an idiot, and he was on auto record with, you know, border security, we need border security, we need the wall. That's all he said. But was what was so unusual was a public trouncing of him so effectively, so calmly, so confidently.
Yes. Yeah. And that's going to keep happening. The only people defending Dump's performance there were Republicans. I mean, Republicans
as
in
usual.
Congress. Yeah.
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 Because their base is still behind Trump. So they have to do that. The Horse Whisperer.
Yes.
H-O-A-R-S-E, which I who I love. He says, Trump, if I needed to get the votes in the House for a wall, I could do it in 10 seconds. Nancy Pelosi. Well,
yeah,
then do it.
Do it. So apparently they're going to do it. I don't know if you saw this. There's
I did.
House GOP sources indicate they are thinking about putting a $5 billion border wall bill on the floor and confident it could pass. However, they have not done so yet. But such a move and vote would be a show of support for Trump. This is from Chad Pergram, who works for Fox.
Right. And Jake Sherman followed up with, to be clear, in caps, if House Republicans pass a $5 billion border wall bill, the Senate will not be able to pass it.
Of course not. So yeah, and Trump didn't seem to understand the way things are done in Washington is you get it through the House and then you deal with the Senate. And he's like, going, I need 10 Democrats to vote for the thing. And she said, if you think you can get it through the House, put it up for a vote.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she called us bluff on everything and then some. I have another really good quote from her coming at the end here.
Okay.
Matthew Miller. Okay. So Phil Rucker from Washington Post said Trump did not like that Nancy Pelosi called it the Trump shutdown.
Uh-huh.
And Matt Miller, who you see on MSNBC, a justice and security analyst, he said Trump has no idea what he's in for the next 2 years and how different things are about to be for him.
Oh, yeah. Because he's never had to live with a divided government. He's never
right.
had to live with one of the houses of Congress being a foe. And things are going to be mighty different.
Yeah. I mean, he's had a cheering section 100% of the time. He sends, you know, he just loves to watch them go on TV and they all support him and they all vote for his stuff. And, you know, and now all of a sudden he's got half of the, the Congress looking at him and saying, that's not fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. And it's going to be led by a girl.
Ooh.
The girl's going to beat him. Anyway, Aaron Rupar.
Yes.
At Vox, he said Pelosi drags Trump for threatening to shut down the government, despite fact his party still controls the entire federal government.
Yeah.
And as you said, and we've been saying, quote, there are no votes in the House, a majority of votes for a wall, no matter where you start.
Yep.
So, there you go. He's just going to eat his own words one day. Or maybe he won't. He'll just lie about it and say it didn't happen.
You know, he'll say the sky is green.
Right. He's pathological. Yep. Schumer, the big quote that's making the rounds, when the president brags that he won North Dakota and Indiana, he's in real trouble.
Yeah, no kidding. And at that moment, I mean, when Chuck Schumer like turned to the camera and says, really, the president's bragging about winning Indiana and North Dakota?
And that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, occasionally he got in something good, but honestly, he slumped and he didn't, he kept looking at Nancy and maybe it was because the camera was situated where if he looked at Trump, his back of his head would be to the camera, but, his body language didn't exude confidence, whereas Nancy's did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people see that. So
yeah, there was another great quote that I didn't pull out where, Trump said something about, you know, Nancy can't say too much because she's in a fight for the speakership. And she said, don't characterize the strength that I came in here with or something
yes,
like that.
Yes.
That was just like, fuck yeah.
I might have that one. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Eli Stokels NBC, MSNBC says, what's the term for off the rails that describes when something is way beyond off the rails?
Uh-huh.
And somebody said Trumped.
That worked.
Oh, everybody has so much fun with this. Our buddy Jackie Schechner said, I have to say, I like what's happening here. Trump is playing for the cameras, and Pelosi and Schumer are making him look like the pompous, uneducated, empty suit he is.
Speaking of Jackie Scheckner, she's going to join us tomorrow. Now, there was a lot of action from Mueller World, of course, on Friday afternoon. And tomorrow, Michael Cohen is supposed to be sentenced. So I figure that would be a good day to get Jackie on, because, you know, she runs the whole site about the Russia case. And I suppose I should find the name of it while I'm talking about it. It is investigaterussia.org.
Right. And now, as we speak, a Chiron Manafort lawyers say they need until January to respond. That's breaking news.
Of course they do.
So that was their day in court, too, I think, today. Yeah, that's all it says. If anything else pops up, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Chris Murphy, Senator Chris Murphy from Connecticut, is responding to Manu Raju, who said, and there it is, Trump. Quote, if we don't get what we want, I will shut down the government. I am proud to shut down the government for border security. I will take the mantle for shutting down the government.
Yep.
And Chris Murphy said, so this might not be one of those both sides moments. FYI, anyone writing about this?
Uh-huh. Yes. Donald Trump said he owns it. So he owns it.
He owns it.
He owns it.
Trump shut down.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Trump shut down. Yeah. I already did the hashtag. People are already doing the hashtag because we want to make sure we get our message out before he does. And he got his message out, but he's going to change it. So, you know, again, the horse whisperer. Just so you know, Nancy Pelosi just put on a clinic in how to deal with someone with narcissistic personality disorder. Flat, unemotional, fact-based responses, refusing to be baited, staying on message without being distracted by nonsense. This was a, quote, managing an NPD, unquote, clinic.
NPD?
So she schooled him.
What's NPD?
Oh, narcissistic personality disorder.
Gotcha.
It's easier to do this in print.
I'm a little slow today.
When you say you lose the NPD part.
I remember when I had to say, what is MAGA?
Right.
How far we've come.
Okay, so I had a little comeback to this one because it was such an opener. But Michael Hiltzik of the LA Times said, let me get this straight. Trump had Pelosi and Schumer in for lunch, and they had him for lunch. Mm-hmm. And I said, and Trump got his just desserts.
Oh,
yeah, you just open the door. I'll step right in when you need me. But they ate him up. They devoured him.
They did.
The trolls don't like it. You know, the trolls are starting to swarm now. The real trolls, the bots.
Yeah.
Because whenever there's a big reaction that makes Trump look like a fool, or, you know, that he's made himself look like a fool, and everybody jumps on it, all the trolls come out and just get nasty and say stupid baby stuff, and they're all from Russia and their mother's basements. So everybody get ready if you're on Twitter for the little onslaught. I've already had mine. So
you're funny, though, because you retweet them and you know, make a snarky comment back at them. I just block them.
Oh, I play whack-a-troll, and then I block.
Yeah.
I do that because my followers, one, they love it, and two, they know who to block and who to report. Mm. So it serves a purpose. I don't just do it for fun, although it is fun.
Gotcha.
I do it as a service. I find that I'm a patriot that way. The horse whisperer quote about what that I just read you.
Yeah.
And I said Trump was owned by Nancy. You know how much he hates that. And then my follower, Bruce Fulton, said they're going to play this over and over on all the news channels. It's going to kill Trump.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I love that.
Yes.
Don't we love that?
We do.
Isn't it a good day? Today's a good day.
Yep.
In certain ways. I mean, there's a lot of bad news out there. A lot of terrible stuff. There was a shooting in Strasbourg.
Yep.
France, one dead, six injured. There's a lot of bad stuff going on, too.
Things are crazy in France right now.
Yeah, just horrible.
Yeah. Trump's pal, Macron, is getting his ass handed to him these days.
Oh, is he ever?
Yeah.
Is he ever?
Yeah.
But it's just nice to have one day where we have some, you know, somebody getting back at Trump the way he does to them. You know, he smears Nancy Pelosi at all his ego rallies, and she just made him look like an idiot. So to me, that helps my day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, without a doubt.
So my comment, I have two, started with Nancy Pelosi cut him down to individual zero. But then, this is so good.
Yeah.
So then, it's a two-parter, so I have to double-click here. Rachel Bade of Politico said, Nancy Pelosi returned from the White House meeting with the president today and went straight for the most sensitive part of Trump's ego, his masculinity. Uh-huh. And I quote, it's like a manhood thing with him, as if manhood can be associated with him, she told her colleagues just now. And so I then came back with, oh, yeah, she went there. Now she's cut him down to individual minus one.
Uh-huh.
Or minus two, if he even has two balls. But yeah, yep. She got him.
Good for her.
She got his manhood.
Yeah.
Brian Schatz of Hawaii, he said, going to be super easy to find a chief of staff now.
Poor Dump is having a bit of a meltdown because his buddy, his Nick Ayers pick, turned him down. And apparently Trump had already given him an assignment. He was just so confident he was going to take the job. And this is a big slap in the face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was a real shun. It was a real, that had to just kill him. And because right after that, he started attacking Comey. So, you know, it got to him. And he did that today, by the way, right after the Nancy Pelosi thing, he started attacking Comey.
Ah, that's his punching bag.
So here, the Washington Post is reporting Kelly to remain as White House chief of staff through January 2nd or longer.
Right.
Officials say. And so Empty Wheel said, Marcy said, you're unfired. And I said, where there's unsmock. There's your unfired.
Smock them if you got them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You tell them. Uh-huh. Our buddy Tom Sullivan said, declare his wall already exists. Just say it exists. We'll pose for photos at the border in front of nothing. We say it's stealth. You can't see it. Like the F-35. Trumpers will believe it.
Right. It's invisible.
Yeah, we're right in front of it. Can't you see it, you guys?
Yep.
And they'll go, oh, yeah.
Well, he's doing that anyway. He's saying, oh, it's sections have been built and we're improving it and it's building. And that's bullshit.
Right. It's bullshit. Fences that they're repairing.
Yeah. Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
In San Diego, out here in California, they're saying that. He keeps saying San Diego is supporting it and San Diego is, you know, no, he's been lying about that too.
Right.
I mean, there are people, I'm sure, that support it, but overall, he's getting a lot of complaints from SoCal.
Yeah.
So Tina, my buddy on Twitter, Tina McGugan, and she goes by Karma Baby, she coined nansplaining.
Oh, okay. That's
she
a good
said,
one.
I'm a coin a new word and hope no one else thought of it first, nansplaining, and we need more of it.
She did a good job of it today.
She did. I hashtagged it for her so she would get some support. Because she needs support. People need support for these things.
Of course.
Are we right?
We're right.
Okay. Okay. Why? Thanks, God laugh, says VT. Why am I am I getting thanked for something good?
Where?
You're welcome. In chat?
Oh, in the chat room. Who knows?
Oh, all right. Okay. You're welcome. Now to yesterday's.
Okay.
Yesterday's tweeties. The Hill. Quirk TV to relaunch in 2019.
Okay. What is that a good thing?
Well, it is because I have a feeling they're expecting to cover a lot of Trump legal news.
Gotcha. Okay. That'll work.
Otherwise, they wouldn't have a market. That's why they went down. They had a great market during OJ. And then there were some more things that, you know, legal scandals and whatnot. They stayed alive.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of just pittered out. There wasn't anything. Oh, it probably was. At first, it probably was Clinton and then OJ.
Right.
And then it pittered out.
Okay.
So they're back because they expect to have a market.
Well, I hope they do.
I think they're seeing all of the different legal analysts on Twitter. And they said, on Twitter, on TV. And they said, hey, you know what? It's time.
Okay. Well.
Oh, he said he was thanking me for fighting the twits on Twitter. You're welcome. Whack-a-Troll is fun if you play it right. Okay. Former CIA Director John Brennan said, whenever you send out such inane tweets, and this could be about anything, so I'm not going to even quote Trump because I don't even have it.
Mm-hmm.
But he says, whenever you send out such inane tweets, I take great solace in knowing that you realize how much trouble you're in and how impossible it will be for you to escape American justice. Mostly, I am relieved that you will never have the opportunity to run for public office again.
You know, look, I get what he's saying and I agree with him, but nobody runs for office after they've been president. Just doesn't. They don't. No. They don't.
Right.
You know,
right.
Just saying.
I think he meant re-election.
I don't know. I hope he's right.
I really think that's what he meant, because I don't think Trump would ever run for anything else.
No. Yeah. No.
The Hill said Roger Ailes' documentary earns less than $13,000 at box office.
That's a stinker.
That's a real stinker. That's a cluster fox.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. They said, I can't remember how much they said it was at each theater, but it was like a few hundred dollars
right.
per theater.
Wow. Who would go see a documentary on Roger Ailes?
Ugh, and you sure wouldn't have any appetite for popcorn. So.
Right.
Ugh, you look at him and you go, ugh.
Mark
Harris, an author and journalist, said, imagine not being able to find a chief of staff because even the soulless, craven opportunists who are your only allies actually can't bear to be in the same room with you.
All right. I go along with that.
I think so. Our lovely representative, Ted Lieu, I just love him.
Yes,
he says, while it's fun to mock Smocking Gun and the spelling skills of Stable Genius, here's a key fact. Trump has now moved from saying there is no evidence of collusion to there is no smoking gun. Mueller hasn't yet revealed what he knows, and Trump is moving the goalposts again.
Yes. Ted Lieu is great on Twitter. He is a definite must follow if you're on Twitter because he's very entertaining. And he, you know, he pokes the bear.
He does. He does it brazenly. And I love that. He does. And Schatz does.
He does what?
He does that. And so does Senator Schatz.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Scott Stedman, an investigative journalist who's really good. He's a young guy. And he gets a lot of things right here. And he's right in general, rather. And he said, Russia is amassing military hardware on the Ukraine border and starting an expansive online disinformation campaign spreading false flag theories. Oy. The world needs to wake up to Putin's moves before it's too late for our important ally.
You know, this is an important tweet because
yes.
Putin may be planning something. Oh, look, if he's getting... aggressive with Ukraine again, this could be really ugly because Trump won't do anything to stop him.
Right. No, absolutely. It's very dangerous.
Yep.
And he is amassing military hardware there. And every so often you'll see a tweet go by. Not too many people will report on this. You know, they just sort of let it go. But the good ones let us know about this. And no one's talking about it. No one on TV.
Yeah. I hear you. They're not because there's, you know, there's too much noise here at home.
Right.
Yeah.
But this will affect here at home. And Trump, you know, is somehow going to respond in a way we don't like. So.
Yep.
Mad Magazine tweeted.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Alfred E. Newman has a Twitter account.
What? Them worry? Yeah. So he says, for folks looking for work, remember, too many homophobic tweets and you can't host the Oscars. Wow. Not enough, and he can't be Trump's new chief of staff.
True that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're good.
Yeah.
LOL GOP again. He said it's bad that Trump can't find someone to be his chief of staff, and it's worse that he will. He then later tweeted, the guys who want a pee sample every time a kid gets a food stamp don't think we should investigate serial fraud and possible traitor who is currently spending millions of taxpayer dollars on golf carts.
That's true.
Yeah, so these and they're trying to cut. Aren't they doing this again in the
farm bill?
The
farm bill.
Yeah, they're cutting back on food stamps.
Probably.
Again.
I haven't even heard it. I know that they're supposed to be voting on the farm bill today, which allegedly they have passed, and that's when they typically do food stamp cuts. For some reason in the farm bill.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it makes so much sense.
These are children. Yeah, you know they love the children.
Oh yeah.
You know how the Republicans, they love the children.
Oh yeah. Like the ones in the cages at the border. They love them.
Oh, yeah. They love them best of all because they're keeping them out of trouble.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. You cage them, then they can't go anywhere and they can't kill people with their machetes.
Oh, well, there's a benefit.
Yeah. Mm. Especially the toddlers. Okay. White House reporter Brian Karam. He said, just to confirm, rumors to the contrary, I, too, will not be the next White House chief of staff, Trump.
Mm-hmm. You skipped the George Papadopoulos quote.
Oh, sorry. The Hill. Yes. George Papadopoulos. Oh, this. Thank you. This is the one I asked you to put the table for. It's good that I skipped that. Huh? George Papadopoulos. And we are going to have audio for this. He said, while I wasn't in prison for that long, it's still not a place anybody wants to spend even 1 minute in, let alone 12 or 14 days, whatever I was in there. He didn't know how long he was in prison.
Was he drugged? It's the only thing I can think of. I mean, because when you hear this clip, he sounds like he's been out of it, that he has no idea what he just did for the last 2 weeks. Here's the clip.
While I wasn't in prison for that long, it's still not a place anybody wants to spend even 1 minute in, let alone 12 or 14 days, whatever I was in there. You're away from family, you're away from friends, you're away from the world, and you're living in a underworld, you know. And I never thought in my life that it would have happened to me. I didn't think it happened to people working on presidential campaigns or, you know, transition teams like I was, and just really doing their best to help their country and not ever looking to harm their country like I never did.
Oh my God.
So I met interesting people. I found it. I saw it as an experience, and a good experience.
It was a good experience.
That was a good experience. I would like to try it again. Yeah. Every so often, I think I should go to prison.
That's a good thing.
You know, yeah. Let's send our kids to prison instead of summer camp because it's a good experience.
Right. Well, just like, you know, on the border, the kids in the cages, it's just like summer camp. I guess that's what jail is like, too.
And who knew that people who worked on campaigns could get in trouble?
Who knew?
I mean, no idea. Manafort? He didn't do anything wrong. Uh-huh. Come on. Who knew he'd get in trouble? Trump?
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? Who knew life could be so complicated? So Onoshi Twitant said, Trump doesn't drink, so to calm down, he takes colludes. She made it funny.
She did. And I got to say, she's playing on the name Quaaludes. Just got to say, someone needs to bring those back. They don't kill you like opioids do. They're good for pain, and they're, you know, they're recreational fun, too. Or they were.
They are.
Back
but
in
I
the
knew
day.
Someone who OD'd on them.
Oh no!
And I got very. I think he did it on purpose, and it was. I never wanted to even think.
Oh,
I never experienced them before.
Loved but when I, Quaaludes.
A lot of people did. I remember they called them lewds and all that. But after that, I just no. Anyway, Anna Massaglia of Open Secret said Farah F-A-R-A Records foreign. What is it? Foreign agent. I forgot what it stands for. I'm sorry.
Let's see.
That revealed David Keene, Jack Abramoff, and Paul Erickson lobbying together had a note about, quote, Pat Robertson freelancing, unquote, claiming, quote, we have no knowledge of what he may do next, unquote. So why was a televangelist advocating for a dictator accused of human rights violations? Well, Pat Robertson's Operation Blessing Planes were transporting diamond mining equipment for the African Development Corporation, a Robertson-owned venture initiated with the cooperation of the Congolese dictator who paid for lobbying to seek entry into the U.S.
Oh, my God.
So Chris Wilson of Yahoo said, this might be the best tweet, like some sort of fever dream Mad Libs, but true.
That's Pat Robertson is one of the most vile creatures on the planet. I used to name him the most despicable human in the world a few times a year. This is something I didn't even know.
Yeah, I didn't either. He was the one who, by the way, censored me. I couldn't. I was hired for the Family Channel to write a series of jokes, like 250 jokes for TV bumpers, and which are little in between interstitials between TV shows. And they had a little character that was going to be like sort of like the frog you used to see on whatever network that was. They used to have a little frog, Warner Brothers frog. This was going to be a little Martian.
The WB,
puppet.
Perhaps.
WB, yeah.
Warner Brothers.
Yeah, thank you. Warner Brothers. It was called the WB Frog. And it was a little alien puppet. And I had to write joke after joke after joke after joke for the Family Channel. And he was the final word.
Oh, my
and
God.
And I did sort of a Mork and Mindy thing where he was naive and didn't understand things on planet Earth. And he saw a toilet paper roll. And he thought it was a toy. And he's letting it spin and all the stuff's rolling on. You know, he censored my joke because I used the word toilet paper.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Yeah. Thank you, Pat Robertson, you idiot. Joyce Vance, she's a legal analyst. She said, this morning on Morning Joe, we discussed Kushner taking acting AG Whitaker, now in charge of the investigation Kushner is a subject of, along on a flight, which makes Loretta Lynch's happenstance tarmac conversation with Bill Clinton pale in comparison.
That is true. You know, it's the old, it's okay if you're a Republican.
Yes. That should be their slogan at their next convention.
Mm-hmm.
Shimon, oh God, I'm going to mangle his name.
Of CNN. Shimon Prokopiev or something?
Anyway, yeah. I'm so sorry. Yes, he's a crime and justice reporter. And he said, a source close to the White House says former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is also under consideration for chief of staff. The source said Christie is considered a strong option at this point, adding Trump wants a functioning White House. When did he ever want a functioning White House?
Never. He just wants to be the boss. The thing is about Chris Christie, as I've heard, you know, Chris Christie is responsible for putting Jared's daddy in jail, and that Jared would never have it. So if Chris Christie does wind up with a plum White House gig, you know Jared's in trouble.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, by saying he wants a functioning White House, he basically was admitting his is dysfunctional.
Of course. Right.
And I think the fastest way to get a functioning White House is to get rid of everybody in charge.
I agree.
So
I agree.
Yeah.
Get them all out of there.
Get them out of there. Amy Siskind, an activist and author, she said, this is embarrassing and terrible. Quote, Trump administration presentation extolling the virtues of fossil fuels at the UN climate talks, which you brought up in Poland, has been met with guffaws of laughter and chants of shame on you. So you did mention that in
I did. News. I did. And in fact, I saw a video. The video was misleading, though, because Trump's point guy on climate change, as if there was one, was there and he was speaking. But he said something. I don't know, something that had nothing to do with anything. And the people in the audience started laughing at him. And whatever, I think it was on CNN. And the anchor said they were laughing at the idea that, you know, Trump is promoting fossil fuels, not at what he just said. But it was you know, it was theater. And the way they laughed at him was really funny.
Oh, I didn't get to see it. Oh, yeah. I didn't see any video or audio here in the audio.
It didn't make sense, though, because he didn't say anything that merited that kind of response. But it was just the clip they showed. Apparently, he was laughed at a lot.
Yeah, that's what I got out of it. Manu Raju again. He said Hatch. You talked about this too. Hatch dismisses allegations of Trump crimes over hush money.
Orrin Hatch
asked if. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Asked if he had any concerns, Hatch said, the Democrats will do anything to hurt this president.
It's not the Democrats. Hold on. When I first heard that, it pissed me off because it's not the Democrats doing anything to embarrass him. He does it himself.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. This is a typical Republican response. It's the Democrats. It's Obama's fault.
Right.
It's Hillary's fault.
Yep.
Told it was alleged by SDNY. Hatch told me, okay, but I don't care. That's what you played.
Yep.
All I can say is if he's doing a good job as he's doing a good job as president. Hatch added this when he asked if he was concerned about allegations. Quote, no, because I don't think he was involved in crimes. But even then, you know, you can make anything a crime under the current laws. If you want to, you could blow it way out of proportion. You can do a lot of things. So basically, we're just making it up and we want to get him and he's not breaking any laws. And the laws that, you know, people are enforcing, like in his own DOJ.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So Hatch is crazy and I hate him. Okay. Chris Geidner added, next up, Orrin Hatch to visit federal prisons, open the doors.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Geidner also said, man who makes laws says laws he makes are ridiculous and so therefore don't matter.
There you go.
Ah, and my final one of the day is Igor Bobik from HuffPost. And he said, Trump recently awarded Hatch the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Remember that?
I didn't watch it because the whole thing sickened me so. Because one of the people he awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to was the wife of Sheldon Adelson. But she gets the Presidential Medal of Freedom because they donated a lot of money to Trump's campaign.
I know, right? I didn't watch it either for those very reasons. I couldn't watch either of them. But yes, I do remember seeing a picture of him putting the medal around his neck or something. And I thought, really?
Yeah.
I mean,
sickening.
Really?
Yeah.
So, you have any tweets?
Do I have any tweets? I don't know. Let's see. Did I save any? I don't know. Today was one of those very weird days. Eli Lake says, congrats to Representative Cohen for the best troll at the Google hearing today. He complained that when he Googled himself, the top results were from Daily Caller and Breitbart. And yet he appeared a bunch on MSNBC this weekend. Is Google biased in favor of conservatives, he asked?
Okay.
Because the whole thing was that they were saying that Google was biased against conservatives.
Right.
So Steve Cohen of Tennessee said, because of this, I think Google's biased in favor of conservatives.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
When you're not reading it, it's always harder to, like, I'm listening and going, okay, what's that?
Right.
Yeah. I got it.
By the way, from a news alert, at least one person is dead and 10 others injured after the gunshots in the Christmas market in Strasbourg. Wow.
Yeah, that's gone up. It was 6 when I mentioned it to you, and now it's 10 are injured. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Guns.
All right. Yeah, guns. Ugh. And it's just a matter of time before, somebody gets shot here again. And with that joyous note, we're out of time.
Merry Christmas.
Gotta laugh. Find her on the Twitters. And bye.
Bye.